Right now, it is ordinarily time for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber. 1,000 members, four promises, and one purpose for a greater Chapel Hill, Carrboro. More on them at carolinachamber.org. More on the town of Chapel Hill at townofchapelhill.org. Ordinarily joined in the studio by Mayor Pam Heminger. She is also off today, so we are joined instead by another special guest, Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue, in the studio as well. Chief, thanks for being with us today. How are you?
Good afternoon. Very well. Thanks for having me.
So, as we talk about a number of issues related to the police department, let's start by talking about the summertime. How has it been going for you? We were talking about the 4th of July a little bit before we started. How's the summer?
Sweaty.
Yeah, that sounds
sweaty.
About right.
It's been hot.
You got to wear the uniforms out, too, which can't help.
Well, you know, for those of us who sit at a desk most of the time, I don't have much room to complain. But and it's not just the police officers. All of those town employees who and other folks who are out in the weather this summer have certainly had a rough few weeks, particularly. So it's been warm. But as you know, this time of year, things tend to slow down just a little bit, which is always nice before the academic year cranks back up. So good summer so far, and gives folks a chance to catch up a little bit, get some vacations done. We just graduated a class of 7 rookie police officers.
So awesome.
They're beginning their field training, so that's exciting for us and a good way for them to ease into their rookie year by starting in the summertime. Mm-hmm. So we're excited about them and looking for some more.
So when UNC makes the national championship game in April, they'll be seasoned veterans
Seasoned veterans.
All right.
And, you know, it's looking like a bright basketball year and football, too.
And football, so, too, right.
Yeah.
So the department is hiring. You were mentioning that, too.
We are hiring. We like every agency, we're really competing hard to try to get good applicants to come in, and the applicant pools are unfortunately pretty shallow these days everywhere, and we're no exception, so we're working hard to get folks in. We are currently recruiting for officers who have maybe some experience already or have completed their training but have not yet gone to work, and folks can go to townofchapelhill.org and apply online, and they can certainly reach out to us and ask us any questions they want to have. All of our information is on the website. But we are also in the screening process for a group of applicants who we hope will put in another basic law enforcement training academy probably in the next 6 or 8 weeks. So we'll be catching up on some of those staffing deficiencies over the course of the next 6 or 8 months.
Now, is that because the department is expanding or because there are just vacancies that need to be filled?
It's vacancies.
Okay.
You know, it is really a national problem. Mm-hmm. And the fact of the matter is police applications are down. I saw a recent stat of like 63% decrease over the last 4 or 5 years. And we're not immune from that. In many ways, it's tougher to hire folks here because you're pretty much going to assume that if you're going to come to work here, you're not going to live here.
Mm-hmm.
If you're an entry-level police officer, so you're going to drive here from someplace else. And what we are finding is that, we got a great benefits package and good competitive salaries, but we're not the only game in town.
Mm-hmm.
So applicants have an array of options right now, and we're working hard to distinguish ourselves.
Speaking with Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue, townofchapelhill.org is the town's website, and you can go there for hiring information. I had Jason from Chapel Hill Transit in yesterday because they're hiring too, so that list is getting long.
Yeah. Well, I have some supervisory responsibility for our building and development services folks, and the same story is true there for our building inspectors. And so it's everywhere. Local governments are all competing for qualified applicants, and it's a tough world out there.
Summer is, as you mentioned, kind of a slow time for Chapel Hill, but back to school is right around the corner. Students are going to be coming back to campus in just a couple of weeks. What does that mean for you?
Well, of course, it means football Saturdays,
right.
And it means the beginning of the year. We always, in partnership with a number of local organizations in the university, we try to do some tone setting for the academic year through our Good Neighbor Initiative, where we go out in the neighborhoods where students tend to be renting alongside long-term single-family residents, and we try to build some relationships in those neighborhoods to help people understand that you're not in a dorm, you're in a neighborhood here, and these folks who are your neighbors can be great friends, and let's build some relationships there. So the beginning of the school year always gives us a chance to be part of that, kind of welcoming people into the community and establishing what our expectations are as a community for the year. So we look forward to that. And again, football Saturdays, and who knows, there might be a demonstration or two thrown in.
Might be. you mentioned the Good Neighbor Initiative, and that's kind of a really cool thing that the town is doing and has done for several years now, and it's the town and the university and all of those different organizations kind of coming together and welcoming the students back and kind of creating those bonds. How do you see that kind of manifesting itself in benefits over the course of the year?
Well, the most tangible ways that we see it is when our officers are called into a neighborhood. Maybe one resident says the house across the street from me keeps having parties on Friday nights. We will have already visited that house, chances are, as part of the Good Neighbor Initiative and given them some information about the limitations on noise and the reasons for being good neighbors. And then also given them information about the loud party registration program, which is a way to keep us from showing up. If they participate in that program, that's administered through the university. It's a really cool thing. So what happens then, we go to that party on that Friday night and we can say, hey, we were here just a month ago and remember what we shared with you then. And it kind of gives us an opportunity to do a little rapport building without having to take a significant enforcement action, but it gives us something to touch back on if we do have that visit.
And it is the case, and correct me if I'm wrong, that a lot of students actually do take advantage of that registration program,
they do,
right? Which actually kind of surprised me because I was kind of picture myself when I was a student. I don't know if I would be immediately inclined to do it, but a lot of students are.
I'm not sure I would either, and I can't tell you off the top of my head what the participation rates were, but they were much higher than we expected. And
That's
the quick
good.
Summary of that program is, if you're going to have a party, you register through the campus of I think Fraternity and Student Affairs, or that's not the right title, but on campus through Aaron Bockenheimer's office. And you kind of describe your event, you leave a good contact number of a person who's in charge of the party, and if a 911 call comes in saying this party is too loud, the holder of that phone number, the person who registered, will actually get a call mm-hmm. who says, hey, we got a complaint, turn it down, and we won't send the cops. And it works. I mean, that's kind of a freebie, if you will. But in effect, it's the same thing we would do. We generally don't enforce when we first arrive. We give people an opportunity to turn it down and comply. Mm-hmm. So this saves us a drive, and it also encourages participation because they know the cops aren't going to show up and, crash the party.
Speaking with Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue, townofchapelhill.org for more on the town in general and also the police department. And you can go there to that website to get these cool things that we were looking at earlier today here at the station, which are the department's quarterly reports, which you've been doing for a few years. And the most recent one, which I'm reading, is from October to December of 2019. I think that's a typo. But the reports are 18 pages long, and they've got a ton of really interesting information about not just traffic stops and use of force proceedings and things like that, but also work that the department has done in the community and training exercises and a lot of information.
Yeah, we're proud of this report, and it is very much a work in progress. So if you look at it and you'd like to see some different things represented, please let us know, because it's always evolving. But as you mentioned, it's got some enforcement information. It's got information about things that people would want to know we're measuring. You know, how often do we use force? How often do we search people's vehicles, and why do we do that? Are we charging people for low-level marijuana possession? That's an area where we know there's a great amount of racial disparity in outcomes, mm-hmm. and our community wants to know that we're aware of that and we're thinking about that.
And a lot of this information is broken down by race, and and there's trends over years and
right.
quarters, too.
And so you'll get a lot of information there, and I bet you'll have a lot of questions. So let us know what your questions are. But as you touched on, I think if you get towards the rear of the report, you'll see an awful lot about the community engagement that's a big part of our organization and always has been. You'll see the kinds of things we're doing when we're not going on 911 calls or loud noise complaints. Mm-hmm. You'll also see information about training. Our officers, even when we're a little shorter staff than we want to be, and that's certainly where we are right now, We have a strong organizational commitment to training, and just this report will give you kind of an overview of the training we did on this most recent quarter that we reported. The next one's coming out real soon, by the way, so stay tuned for that. But, you know, just kind of illustrating our commitment to training is why we think our cops are so good. I mentioned earlier about just graduating a class of rookies, and they went through the state-mandated 616 hours of standardized training that every police officer in North Carolina gets. But then in Chapel Hill, maybe not surprisingly, our folks go through another almost 200 hours of additional training that we think is really important that they have coming right out of the gate. So our commitment to that has not changed, and this quarterly report just gives you an overview of some of the things we think are important with respect to training our officers and the why. And then in the back of it, it talks a little bit about our employee demographics. We're always looking to have an agency that is representative of the community we serve. This most recent rookie class, I can't tell you the demographics off the top of my head, but what I can tell you, it's the most diverse class we've ever seen. Mm-hmm. And the current group of applicants that are in our current screening pool also looks the same way. So we're really encouraged by that and pleased.
Looking at these reports, and I know you get a chance to look at them every quarter, are there trends or are there numbers that you're seeing that you think the department should be continuing to work on, things that are kind of troubling to you?
I think, traffic stops, that's an area of great concern, or should be, for every law enforcement agency, because no matter what your intent may be and how genuine all of your efforts may be, in the aggregate, nationally, the kinds of low-level regulatory traffic stops that are made skew dramatically towards communities of color. That's just all there is to it. Mm-hmm. And there are any number of reasons you might say that is the case, but it is the case, and I think we should all care about that and want to take some effort, take some steps to mitigate that. So if you look at this report, you'll see some of the things that we've done to try to acknowledge that disparity and try to at least mitigate it a little bit. And that, you know, we do a lot more warning now than we do citing, and we aggregate, we stop fewer cars now than we used to. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to make huge policy changes to actually start to see over time some pretty significant changes in those numbers. The other area is, and I mentioned it a little bit earlier before, is in low-level marijuana enforcement, mm-hmm. another area with gross racial disparities in enforcement outcomes, even though I don't know that any of us could dispute the fact that there's no reason to think that African Americans use marijuana more than white folks do. Mm-hmm. But if you look at the enforcement numbers, the disparities are huge. And as increasingly marijuana is legalized, and as we can continue to see the incremental creep of hemp into our marketplace in North Carolina, mm-hmm. actually marijuana enforcement is going to be even more complicated. Mm-hmm. And I know they're battling that out in the legislature as we speak.
Speaking with Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue, other things on your mind as we get closer to the start of the school year?
I don't know specific to the start of the school year. I did want to, on behalf of the town, thank WCHL for support of the 4th of July event. You guys did great coverage out there for what we think was a wildly successful reboot of that community event. So thank you for
your support. We had a great time, yeah.
It was really cool. And of course, when we're doing such a significant change to a program, there will be unexpected outcomes and things that you'll work on for next year. And we had plenty of those too. But what a cool event. Southern Village was wonderful to host us. And we look forward to learning from this year's experience and having it even better next year.
Townofchapelhill.org for more information on town government, including the police department. You can go there for those quarterly reports we were talking about, and also go to the jobs page because the department is hiring. Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.